Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mayor Davis, please tell us a little bit about this meeting on Monday regarding the CSX bridge.
Yeah, this is our regularly scheduled meeting for our Traffic and Safety Board. It occurs on the fourth Monday of every month. And you know, every month they get together to discuss things that, you know, are brought to their attention either through residents, the city council, or my office. So they will be discussing the CSX train bridge, but because of the executive order that I issued last week, it really is a moot point, you know, because we've forbidden any vehicles from weighing 5 tons or above 5 tons from being on that portion of Yonge Street. So
how much of an issue has it been in recent weeks? How many accidents involving tractor trailers and the like hitting that bridge on Yonge Street?
It's been, we had three accidents in 3 weeks. Normally we get about 4 a year. So it has been a rash of vehicles hitting it. And I believe in every case it was a truck driver that was not using their truck GPS. They were not paying attention to the road, and they were also using their cell phone GPS, to drive, which, kind of defeats the purpose of having a truck GPS that outlines the specific truck routes that, that truckers can follow.
Has the GPS been an issue that lead the trucks to that bridge and they're the drivers hitting it?
Yes. The GPS, I would say, in just about every instance of a truck hitting the bridge over the years, it's been because they haven't been using their truck GPS.
Are there plans to reopen that bridge to truck drivers anytime in the near future, or is this ban that was issued going to be permanent?
The ban, in the order I put until further notice, and as of right now, I don't see a need to lift that ban. Hopefully it'll prevent, the bridge from getting hit and the city to expend resources and responding to the area and closing the street down and the potential loss of businesses, along that stretch from the road being closed because of an accident. So, we'll wait and see, and like I said, hopefully it works. I like to try to remain optimistic, but we'll see.
At Monday's meeting, are you hopeful that there will be solutions to this issue of trucks hitting the bridges, if it ever is opened up again?
Yeah, I don't. I can't speak on behalf of the Traffic and Safety Board. I know that. There are a ton of signs out there. I know that, one of the things that one of the suggestions is that we dig out the road. That's going to open up a whole nother can. And it shouldn't be city taxpayers that are having to pay to relocate infrastructure and dig out the road and all that other stuff to prevent trucks from hitting the bridge. I mean, their job is to pay attention to the road and use the tools like they're supposed to. So if these truckers do their job, then everything's fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.